Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Representative Jared Klein, a Republican, about the current legislative session. This is part two of a three-part interview. So some of those more hot-button issues, the first one is the minimum wage issue. What can you tell me about your stance on having a statewide minimum wage and taking that ability away from the counties to set their minimum wage?
Well, I would argue the counties never had the right to begin with, but they went ahead and did it anyway, and I think there needs to be one statewide average or a minimum wage. I don't think we need to have a patchwork of different counties with different things. That's especially important for us in Washington County when we look to the north. Johnson County doing their own thing has an impact on the folks in northern Washington County, that most definitely. So I think we need to have one standard for the state, not a patchwork.
Would you support any legislation for increasing that if the statewide minimum wage is passed, considering it does cost a little more to live in, say, Des Moines than it does to, say, live in Washington, Iowa? So would you support an increase in minimum wage?
I would entertain it, but I'm not real keen on it because the bottom line is there are very, very few people that are on minimum wage. A majority of folks are well above it. Locally, there's only a few places that are paying minimum wage, and those are typically, you're looking at your grocery stores and things like that where they're employing high school kids. If you get beyond that, there's very few places that I know of in towns that I represent that are paying the minimum wage to folks that are trying to sustain a full family.
One thing that was actually rejected by the House recently was the licensing for certain professions that Governor Branstad had proposed. What's your feeling on that?
That was one of the easier bills we could kill. That was a non-starter. No, that was proposed by the governor. A lot of people don't realize that the governor can propose legislation on his own. He does not have to have a House member request it. So that's what the bill was. There was a whole lot in that House File 138 that included the licensure. There are some pieces in there that are worth considering, specifically when you look at the number of boards we have out there on aside from the licensing of the state, that we need to do a little review here and make sure we don't have some things out there that are beyond their time. You know, we had a law in the books that we had to fix this year that it was illegal to leave your car unattended, running and unattended. So you couldn't pull up to Casey's, leave your car running, run in and grab your coffee and then come back out. Could have been a violation of the law. Technically, it was. The same with remote starting of cars. Technically, that was against the law. We fixed that this year because we did have somebody get a ticket on that. So we stepped in and said, okay, let's fix it because there is stuff in code or that are boards out there that are past their usefulness.
One of the more, I'd say, delicate topics up there right now is this life at conception bill. So what can you tell me about how you're dealing with that?
Well, personally, I do believe the conception. I've always believed that. Where the bill was going to go, I'm not sure because that's not one of my committees. I would support anything that would save lives. So I'd be supportive of a 20-week bill as well.
Now, that bill would also make some forms of contraception illegal. Do you know what sort of contraception that would outlaw?
The bill in its current form, I believe that is correct, but that is one we can fix. And I think we do need to fix it so that we allow those forms of contraception to happen, but not abortion.
The next item that I have that's kind of a hot button one that's probably on the horizon is changes to the certificate of need involving hospitals in local areas. I guess the argument against it is that it could adversely affect the hospitals in rural counties such as, you know, Washington and Keokuk. So what's your feeling on that legislation?
Well, what we need to do with that is we need to define that by population. Getting rid of certificate of need would be bad for our small rural hospitals, absolutely. But at the same time, this issue arises because we had a private hospital try to come into Davenport with a 75-bed mental health facility that they were not able to do because of certificate of need over there. That was what was used to stop them. So we talk about mental health and trying to get beds. Well, there's an example where we're increasing. We're doing our job, but one hospital stops it. That's a problem. So I think we do need to address it for the larger counties, but for our small ones, we need to leave it alone, leave it in place. It's very important for the hospital in Sigourney and in Washington.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jared Klein. This has been part two of a three-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part three. You can find this program and part one at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.